Hello, class. This is Samal Alexander with her podcast on our two articles that we had to read this week for Unit 4. The first article I will talk about is a meta-analysis of comparison between traditional and web-based instruction. And I know the question that was asked for this threaded discussion was, what were the takeaways that I gained for reading this article? And I can say honestly, I really didn't take away something new with this article, because most of us know about the online learning and face-to-face, their disadvantages and advantages. I think online learning is a great tool, especially for those of us who are far away or those that work part-time jobs. And also, I like the fact how online learning provides a more interactive way of learning, hands-on. We can have web tutorials, we can have meeting with our groups, we can have Skype conversations, and you don't have to be stuck in a classroom. And I prefer online learning over face-to-face, because sometimes face-to-face learning can be boring compared to online learning. But however, I do agree with the article about the disadvantages of online learning, the fact that lack of face-to-face, you don't get to meet some of your classmates. I mean, many of us now are in classes with each other, and we've been here for 2 years, and we just met each other for the first time. So I do agree with it lacks the human factor. But on the other hand, I really like the online learning, in the sense that you don't have to be just in a classroom in order to learn, or you don't have to sit and listen to a lecture. Online, you can do podcasts and you can do videos, you can do different kinds of maps for learning. So I prefer online learning over face-to-face, but I still would like to have face-to-face learning also. I enjoyed reading the article, and the only thing that I kind of disagree with when it comes to online learning is that I don't think a math course should be in an online learning class. I think when it comes to a math class, I think that it should be face-to-face. But other than that, this article really, I guess, reassured the things that I already knew about online versus face-to-face learning. The next article about dual processing, this was interesting. I like the fact how we are now incorporating technology into so many different fields. I think this was the experiment was a good idea about giving people, learners, PDAs of how to identify a robber. I mean, many times before cell phones, most of the time people used to get features wrong or assume this person looks like something else and really didn't get an accurate picture. I like the fact how now using PDAs that you can really get an accurate picture of the person, you can get a video, and maybe somebody in another corner of the store can take a picture and send that